Time now for the CJHL Report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League brings together 135 teams in the 10 Junior A leagues involving over 3,000 players from right across the country. It's hard to believe it's been 3 years since the tragic Humboldt Broncos bus crash. And now joining us to talk about it is Broncos head coach and general manager Scott Barney. Scott, great to have you with us on the show. Can you believe it has been 3 years already?
Yeah, no, I haven't, Gino, and good to be on here. And obviously, you know what, time's flown by pretty fast for me here, and obviously the community as well, and obviously probably for those families, it's every day is a tough one, I'm sure.
The transition after something like this that obviously was in not only national headlines but also international headlines is sometimes there's so much attention drawn to it, and then it starts to dissipate, and then it really starts to hit home when you have time to sit back and digest all that occurred. Give me a sense of what that transition's been like for you and the current kids on the club right now, and the families and the community itself.
Yeah, obviously, when I came here my first year, obviously it was a lot of uncertainty, right? You come came to the rink for the first time, and you go to the trainer's room, and it's like nothing has been done, obviously, for the unfortunate the reasons, right? And we were running around from store to store to get things ready. Didn't really know a player that was coming to our camp, and we had a lot of free agent invites. Got some players through dispersal draft, right? And just that sense in the town, right? It was just a lot of uncertainty for them and hard times. And obviously, Humboldt's is a big hockey town, right? A community of 6,000 people and drawn anywhere from 500 to 1,000 fans a night. So it's a big thing here, the hockey. You know what? And obviously didn't know any of those families, but been on many buses in my career through junior and minor pro and over in Europe. Can only imagine the sense of these families and what they've went through, right? You know what? Forward it here 3 years later, you know what? The first 2 years we had players from the accident on the club. The first year we had Derek Patter, Braden Cameron, and Tyler Smith. And then last year we had Grayson Cameron, right? A player who didn't play the year before because of a back injury and surgery of the accident. And he was our captain last year. And this season we basically have built a team to try to win a championship, starting basically from scratch, and had guys who've been here since the inaugural season, and guys who have played with those players, right? So carrying on that tradition of putting that Broncos a logo on and trying to play for those families and those players who we've lost and who are still with us that were involved in that. So it's just basically it was a year for us to try to go for a championship, and obviously it's been taken away, but that's the unfortunate times with COVID here for everybody's going through.
We're in conversation with Scott Barney, the head coach and general manager of the Humboldt Broncos, 3 years after that tragic bus crash. What's it been like for you and management overall and your assistants to know the responsibility of carrying on the legacy of this organization as it moves forward and continues to heal the community?
Yeah, it's definitely huge, right? And like I said, it's a big hockey community here. I'm from Ontario, right? And kind of born in Oshawa, been basically played my junior in Peterborough, right? And you come out west, and obviously, you know what, not being rude to it, but I didn't really know anything about the SJHL. And no. You know what, big reason I want to come back was because of, you know, I've been on those buses, like we talked about, right? And to give back. And it's just that legacy here. Like, you know what, when these kids see that Humboldt Broncos uniform, it's huge, right? To put it on. And you know what, you see the players' jerseys in the rafters. And you know what, we've really been able to identify a lot of good characters here, and a lot of, you know what, you know, good hockey players, but you know what, when you get good character kids, it goes a long way. And that's what's really led us to where we were this year with, I think, as good a chance to win a championship in the CJHL as anybody had, right? And that's been a big thing. And obviously, it's representing your team, right? You go on Twitter and social media nowadays, right? You can get yourself in trouble pretty quickly. And the Broncos probably have more Twitter and Instagram followers than majority of the Western Hockey League and you know what, Canadian CHL, right? So it's big. And well, we said to the guys, you know, you do one little thing, it can ruin your career. And that's a big thing we try to say here, right? It's not all about hockey. It's about, you know, your future in school or jobs and education. And that's it's been a good teaching point for myself too. And I think for the players.
It's sad because you guys were on a pretty good roll before things had to be shut down because of the pandemic this year. It's amazing to me that you guys were able to, in less than really less than 3 years, completely bring this organization back up to a serious ability to compete within the league and potentially nationally as well. How difficult was it for you to have to go to the kids and say, guys, sorry, we can't do it this year. Let's come back and start again fresh next year.
Yeah, it's very difficult, right? So we're probably going to lose anywhere from 10 to 12 players here, right? So we had an older club, and obviously we had some 19-year-olds that won't be able to play as 20-year-olds here. And it was unfortunate because these guys have been looking forward to it, right? They knew last year we had a younger team that was basically building towards this. And they would have did anything to get back. And they were even quarantining there for the last 15 to 20 days in order to get back, which obviously, hey, in the end here, we got shut down. And I said to them before, we've been knocked down before here. You got to get back up because no one's going to feel sorry for you. I've had it in my career missing 3 years with an injury, and these guys have seen different things before that they wouldn't have in any other kind of junior franchise. So you know what? Like I said, it doesn't matter if you're playing hockey next year or going to university, right? You got to get back up here. And you know what? You all played hockey since you're 3 or 4 years old. Let's carry on here and look towards next year. And you know what? The guys are coming back. Let's be ready to go again.
You know what it's like to battle. We're in conversation with Scott Barney, the head coach and general manager of the Humboldt Broncos. You were a second-round pick of the LA Kings back in 97 and played 29 games with the Kings and Thrashers. Then you wanted to play pro hockey in Germany, Finland, Czech Republic, Switzerland, Austria, South Korea, Italy, China. You're all over the place. How important is it for you to communicate to the kids' perspective, not only in the Humboldt Bronco community, but amongst your players' perspective, and say, you don't know where life's going to take you, so you've got to be prepared for whatever the next step is. What can you take from your past experiences that you can pass on to this group and future kids that you're going to be coaching?
Yeah, it's helped me a lot, transferring from a player to coach, just those experiences I've had in life and in all those different countries, right? And obviously went through a tough time out of junior there, getting back after a back injury. And a guy like Grayson Cameron, we had a good chat with that before he came back, right? There's going to be days that you're going to be feeling great, and there's going to be days where, you're going to be sore, so you're going to need some time off, right? And just different values and stuff I picked up in Finland, and I said in Asia and in different parts of the world, right? And I played for some great coaches and played for some that I've learned how to deal with players a little differently. And we all know nowadays these guys are mentally don't handle it as well as the kids have maybe 5-10 years ago. So for me, I just try to get to know each player individually and then kind of coach them to how maybe that we can feel we can get the most out of them here.
Given what this community has gone through, given through some of the people, these players, your current players, new and families in the community, mental health has obviously become very important. What has become available for players, families, people inside the community as you continue to heal?
Yeah, they had many mental health people working in the community here. We also had a former NHL player, Mark Popovic, who comes into town, talks to the players. He's been with us for the last 2 or 3 years since the beginning. And, he can really relate. Mark can relate to them as he's played in the highest league in Europe, in the KHL. He's played in the highest league in the NHL. And obviously his sister works with the Toronto Maple Leafs as a mental health coach there as well, right? So he's been able to share with the guys and get their trust so that, some of these guys have so many different things going on in them. And, they don't always want to confide in the coach. And we try to use an open door policy here as much as we can. But just, maybe confide in Mark or our chaplain, Sean Brando, right? And it's not something that needs to be shared with us. And you know what? It's just, it's good that we can relate to these guys as much as we can and know that they do have someone to talk to because, some of them are away from home for their first time or, like they said, like 2 years ago, we had the youngest team in the SJHL and a lot of these guys are really young and they're doing things that they've never had to before, right? And that's why we try to get the good experienced character guys in our room. But like I said, that mental health is huge nowadays. And obviously we all know how everybody has to deal with it in a different way.
Yeah. And the healing continues. Congratulations on all you've done, Scott. We appreciate you taking the time to join us. Stay safe and healthy. And we'll talk again down the road.
Thanks a lot, Gino.
That was Humboldt Broncos head coach and general manager, Scott Barney. And that wraps up this week's CJHL report, the Canadian Junior Hockey League. Your future is here. Coming up, after spending the last 3 months playing hockey in Europe, how high can Barry Colts D-man Brant Clark go in the upcoming NHL draft? Our director of scouting, Craig Button, joins us to talk about that next. This is season 30 of 7-Eleven Junior Hockey Magazine.